Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I haven't spent a lot of time talking about wills on this show, simply because it's not something I practice. And also, wills vary wildly from state to state, possibly more than anything else out there except for the rules regarding property, real estate. So it's one of those things where if I told you a story and, you know, was talking about the technicalities of it, and people said, well, what about, you know, this? What about... it's going to be different from state to state. And what's funnier is that it gets crazier from country to country. So Debbie sent me a story out of Spain. And this is from Newsweek magazine. Man loses inheritance from wife after living with a woman following her death. So his wife passed away. He then was living with another woman, and that apparently disqualified him from getting the stuff from his wife who passed away. James Crump wrote the story. And a man's been ordered to hand over all of the assets he got in inheritance from his late wife after a court ruled that he broke the stipulations of her will by living with another woman following her death. So apparently her will said something to the effect of, he gets all my stuff so long as he doesn't find another woman. The man is from a city in the northwest of Spain, signed the will with his wife in 1975, that stated he would not be entitled to her inheritance if after she died, he married another woman or engaged in coexistence, which is a stable relationship similar to a marriage. Now, I suspect that that word translates a little differently from the Spanish, but the man began living with another woman from the late 80s, but he did not marry her, according to newspapers in Spain. Now, his wife died in 96, and he was not living with her at the time. So this gets very convoluted. So the sister of the late wife heard about the man's living arrangements with another woman, and she went to court because apparently she knew what was in that will, you know, language-wise, and said that he had broken the rules of the will by living with another partner for a sustained period of time, which is a setup that equated to a marriage in practice or the coexistence, which had been said to be something that he was not allowed to do. So there were several years of legal battles, as you might imagine. The court finally ruled in favor of the former wife's sister, forcing the man to hand over all of his assets from the will to his sister-in-law and her other siblings. And so keep in mind that when there's a will, there's often a description of who gets what. If there is no will, then there's another way it happens. So if you die without a will, there's just rules about where the stuff goes. So it turns out that his wife's sister and her other siblings would then be next in line if the former husband was not there to get the stuff. The judge said in the ruling the relationship between the man and his second partner constituted something similar to marriage and claimed that the pair's feelings went beyond the affection linked to a friendship or kin. The man had told the court that he and the second woman were cousins, a claim that the court wasn't able to verify, but he later wrote an obituary for her after she died, and that he was her husband. So there's some oddities there, which we won't go into. He also buried his second partner in a grave described as family property, with a tombstone engraved, memory of your husband, daughters, and grandchildren. Now, the man claimed to the court that he described himself as a woman's husband in her obituary because it seemed very cold to him to put a cousin, and that the closest thing to the deceased that occurred to him was a husband. So he did it to make the grave look good. He didn't do it because he was actually her husband. However, the judge said that the appearance of the pair being married was also corroborated by the witnesses who testified at the request of the plaintiff. The plaintiff presumably is the sister. The siblings of the man's wife will now be entitled to split the inheritance between them. The local newspaper also reported the man can appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court of Spain. So I do not know how Spanish courts work, and if something had happened in England, we can often presume that there's some parallels to what happens in America because our court system kind of evolved from theirs. Early travelers to America brought it with them, and it kind of took root over here. Now, our court system has evolved quite a bit, and our legal system has evolved quite a bit from the English system, but I have no idea what happens in Spain. But the interesting thing is that the woman is married to a man, and she decides she's going to draft a will, and she puts in the will specifically that you can get all my stuff so long as you don't marry another woman or get together with another woman in a long-term way after I pass away. He did that. Other people knew about the will, and they recognized, hey, if that will were to get spun around, that puts us next in line. They went to court, brought an action, and the guy's best excuse is, no, this is my cousin. This is my cousin. And then when she died, I put on the tombstone that she was my wife because I wanted the tombstone to look good. And it's just such a crazy story. But, you know, I did take classes on wills and stuff in law school. And I've also read about them. But again, I don't practice in that field. And it's a specialty. It's a very, very specific specialty. And interestingly enough, one of the reasons it's a specialty is that if something goes wrong with a will, let's suppose that you go into an attorney's office who's never drafted a will before. And you say, can you draft me a will? And he says, sure, sure. What do you want? And so you give that attorney some very, very specific things that you want to happen. I want this to happen upon my death. I want this to happen. And you list a bunch of things that you want to happen upon your death. And then you leave after you pay the attorney. And you pass away. And that will winds up in court in front of a judge. And the judge is going, hey, there's problems with his will. It's not drafted properly. There's all kinds of problems with his will. And it's actually hard to tell from his will what this person was trying to do. What they wanted to happen after they passed away. So what you're going to get if there's a large enough estate is people who are named in the will who think they ought to get stuff because they're in the will are going to go to court and file actions to get that will enforced the way they think it ought to be enforced. And then you're going to get the other people who would stand to inherit if the will were not there going into court saying, no, that will needs to be invalidated. And you get all these people fighting back and forth. Now you might say, but Steve, the attorney's been paid. Why would he care? The second legal action here is going to be the malpractice action against the attorney for drafting the will wrong. And so when you go to apply for malpractice insurance, one of the things they ask you is what field do you practice in? And I've actually seen some applications that very specifically say, do you ever do wills and trusts? Ever? Do you go near these things? Do you think about them? And they're concerned about that because let's assume, again, we're getting back to a hypothetical here. Let's assume that you go into an attorney's office who is totally incompetent when it comes to wills, and you've got a gigantic estate, $1 billion with a B, $1 billion, and the will is convoluted and unenforceable, but it's very, very clear that you intended that $1 billion be split between three people. At least that's one way you can read the will. Turns out you can read the will another way, and it turns out that there's something wrong with the will that makes it unenforceable to begin with for whatever reason. And so you, after you pass away, you were hoping, we think, that your money would go to these three people. But it turns out there's some other people over here who will get it if that will is not enforceable. So there's a fight going on here amongst these people. And then, of course, what's going to happen is the losing parties there are going to go, well, this isn't your fault because you went to an attorney. It must be the attorney's fault. And then the question is, what are your damages? Well, let's see, you thought you were going to get $1/3 of $1 billion, but you didn't. Now, we can do a simple math here and divide $1 billion by three, but we haven't got all day. So the point is that it can get ugly real fast. So this is an interesting one, though, because I've never heard of a will before that contained that particular clause. But the man loses inheritance from his wife after living with a woman following her death, which was specifically addressed in the will as something he was not allowed to do. James Crump wrote it, Newsweek published it, Debbie sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A lot of people are afraid of heights. Not me. I'm afraid of widths.